SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, cost of living in the Indigenous voice to Parliament on the agenda as Federal Parliament returns. Australia ranked the sixth most powerful nation in Asia in the Lowy Institute's Asia Power Index. And in sport, Australian basketballer Lauren Jackson ruled out for the rest of the season with injury. For the latest SBS News, I'm Bima Kwan. Cost of living in the Indigenous Voice referendum will dominate the federal parliamentary agenda as politicians return to the nation's capital. Federal Parliament will meet for the first time this year after a summer dominated by commentary on the plebiscite to enshrine an Indigenous voice in the Constitution. The Minister for Indigenous Australians, Linda Burney, is hopeful the government will receive bipartisan support for the referendum. The Greens are expected to make an announcement this week on their position, while the Liberals have not made any declaration. Amid calls for more detail, Ms. Burney says more information will be provided when the time is right.
I am very hopeful that both the Liberals and the Greens will come on board. There is nothing I can't see any reason why they wouldn't. This is about two things. It's about giving Aboriginal people a voice in matters that affect us, and it's also about lifting up the whole country. Those that don't come on board are holding the country back.
Australia's strong defence networks have helped make it the sixth most powerful nation in Asia, according to the Lowy Institute's Asia Power Index. The index evaluates the balance of power in Asia through 133 indicators, including military capability, economic relationships, diplomatic and cultural influence, and resilience and future resources. In 2023, the top 10 dominant countries in Asia are the United States, China, Japan, India, Russia, Australia, South Korea, Singapore, Indonesia, and Thailand. The only country to improve its comprehensive power ranking is Cambodia, which has risen two places to become the 20th ranked power in the region. The report says China's isolation during the pandemic had a big impact on its standing. The report found India is an uneven regional player and underperforms relative to its resources, and Australia was the least affected middle power overall by the pandemic. The former president of Pakistan, Pervez Musharraf, has died at the age of 79. Mr. Musharraf was a four-star general who seized power in a coup in 1999. He became an important ally of the United States after the September 11 attacks in 2001, allowing US forces to operate armed drones from secret Pakistani bases to aid efforts in the war in Afghanistan. Pakistan's army says the former leader died in Dubai after a long illness. The parents of a 16-year-old who was fatally mauled by a shark in Western Australia on Saturday afternoon say they're devastated and deeply shocked by the death. Stella Berry was with friends when she jumped in the Swan River from a jet ski at Fremantle to swim with a pod of dolphins when the attack occurred. In a statement, her parents Sophie and Matt Berry say their daughter was a vibrant and happy girl who was a caring person and a dear friend to many. They've also acknowledged the support they've received from across the community. WA Fisheries Minister Don Punch says investigations are continuing into what shark was involved in the attack.
We do know that bull sharks particularly do enter estuaries and freshwater river systems, so it is likely that may be the case, but it's too early to be certain about that.
And to sport, superstar basketballer Lauren Jackson has been ruled out for the rest of the season with injury. The 41-year-old limped off the court just 61 seconds into her tribute game on Saturday with a suspected Achilles tear. She watched the rest of the match aided by crutches and ice for her right leg. Jackson's injury won't require surgery, but it's been confirmed the partial Achilles tear will have her sidelined for the remainder of the season. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.